Lift Him Up, March 17. Sympathy to All. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Christ was a close observer, noticing many things that others passed by. He was ever helpful, ever ready to speak words of hope and sympathy to the discouraged and the bereaved. He allowed the crowd to press round him, and complained not, though sometimes almost lifted off his feet. When he met a funeral, he did not pass by indifferently. Sadness came over his face as he looked upon death, and he wept with the mourners. As the children gathered the wildflowers growing so abundantly around them, and crowded up to present to him their little offerings, he received them gladly, smiled upon them, and expressed his joy at seeing so many varieties of flowers. These children were his heritage. He knew that he had come to ransom them from the enemy by dying on the cross of Calvary. He spoke words to them that ever after they carried in their hearts. They were delighted to think that he appreciated their gifts and spoke so lovingly to them. Christ watched children at their play, and often expressed his approval when they gained an innocent victory over something they were determined to do. He sang to children in sweet and blessed words. They knew that he loved them. He never frowned on them. He shared childish joys and sorrows. Often he would gather the flowers, and after pointing out their beauties to the children, would leave them with them as a gift. He had made the flowers, and he delighted to point out their beauties. It has been said that Jesus never smiled. This is not correct. A child, in its innocence and purity, called forth from his lips joyous song. To those who followed him, he explained the word of God so clearly that they loved to be in his company. He led their minds from the inferior things of earth to the holy principles of truth and righteousness. He prepared them to understand what is comprehended in transformation of character after the divine similitude. His words encouraged faith. He carried the minds of his hearers from this world, with its busy cares, to the higher, nobler world, which so many had lost sight of. He showed that every moment of life is fraught with eternal significance. He declared that the things of this world are of minor importance in comparison with the things of the world to come.